Beishman al sifat. Fa'isim malacha ve'el Shabbos and a minute of mala ain't raised in his bracha. The person does malacha, some physical labor, which is a malacha. After the time of mincha, you will not see a simin bracha. Which mincha are we talking about? Says the mechaber yesh mefalshim mincha gedolah yesh mefalshim mincha ktan. The machlekes is worth 6.5 hours of the day or 9.5 hours of the day. Ramos says the dafkish oyis have love of derech keva. There's some work that he's working the land, or he's building, both in kavua in a kavua de kafashion. Avolim oyis oyis derech arai. He just temporarily has to do some small job, then it is permitted with Yeshua, Velekeva, Velekeva, since he doesn't make that his Friday activity, just something that came up they had to do, and it's not a major job, then it's permitted. Therefore, even the writing is also a Malach on Shabbos, but it's not the Malach we're talking about here. Because that's something you just write the letter that is permitted. Shabbos says another Kiddush from the Mogen Avraham, that business one is permitted to do after Zman HaMincha. We're talking about the malachas that we prohibit are actual malachas, like we said, building or working in the fields, weaving, those type of things. But just buying and selling, he says it's mutter, but he says, we see later on, that the time they used to close the stores was before the time of Halakhas Neves, not half a day before that. There's a whole discussion about this, about keeping one store and doing business in the middle of the battle. And I want you to ask a shayla about if somebody's a hired worker and he's paid by the day, then you can't tell his boss that on Friday comes he's only working half a day. Unless they made an explicit agreement in advance.